Hey guys, you are listening to the audio production of Unstuck, 90 days of inspiration, encouragement, and the promise of new life by Real Talk Kim. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Day one, anticipate your next. Then Joshua told the people, "Purify yourselves for tomorrow. The Lord will do great wonders among you." Joshua 3:5. For 40 years, the children of Israel had wandered in the wilderness. They were saved from the slavery of Egypt, but because of their unbelief, they lived a defeated life when they should have been entering their rest in the promised land. A whole generation had died and was buried in the wilderness, and the next generation was waiting to enter the new land. After Moses died, God chose Joshua as the next leader. Joshua was about to lead the Israelites across the Jordan River. He knew if the Israelites did not follow him unquestionably, they would fail in their mission. They should have easily understood the importance of the task at hand, as they had watched countless thousands die because of disobedience while journeying through the wilderness. Remember, God called Israel out of Egypt and redeemed them from slavery. They were to keep their focus on him and remain separate from the Gentiles. Joshua gave them the direct command, "Purify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do great wonders among you." He was telling them to anticipate their next steps. The following day, God did what he had promised. He stopped the fast-flowing waters of the Jordan, and the people crossed over safely. Just as God promised to do wonders among the children of Israel, we also have his promises of wonders in our lifetime. I wonder how many opportunities we miss because we fear the unknown instead of anticipating our next. We've been told that the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Caleb, one of the 12 spies, along with Joshua, was promised his own mountain in the promised land. And he claimed that mountain when he was 85 years old. He remembered what God...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?